sister, 平安, peace to all. Today is Father's Day, so before I share with you my experience and my thoughts about my father's journey.
那今天是父亲节，我今天要跟大家分享的是我父亲他的这个成长和信仰的过程。
But first of all, we have to give thanks to our Father in heaven.
当然，我们首先先要感谢我们在天上的父。
Because without His loving kindness and His mercy, we won't be here today.
如果没有他的慈爱
and I won't be here today either.
如果没有他的恩典，我们都不会在这里，我也不会在这里。
What I'd like to share about my father is the key word faith, F-A-I-T-H.
我今天想跟大家分享的是我父亲他的信心。
That's right. The first word I want to share with you about my father is his 信心, his faith.
就是他的这个信心, 他的 faith.
Yeah. How he, his strong belief and his complete unswerving trust in God.
他非常的坚信神，他也非常的就是全心的投入来服侍神。
Now the second word is faithful.
那第二个那个第二个词是忠心,
忠心
faithful.
Yeah, my father's faithfulness or his unflinching steadfastness in serving the Lord.
就是他对神服侍神的那个忠心不渝。
Yeah, my father served the Lord for almost 6 decades.
他大概一生当中有60多年一直都在服侍神。
Now the third word is about God's faithfulness.
那第三个词要讲到神的信实。
By 可信。
对，神的可信。
可信。So the one verse that I like to share with you first is in 2 Thessalonians 5:24.
那我们今天第一个要要分享的这个经节在帖撒罗尼迦后书第5:24。帖撒罗尼迦后书帖撒罗尼迦前书5:24。
Faithful is he that call you who will also do it.
5:24讲到那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
And the basic Bible English translation, I like that translation even better. It saysGod, by whom you have been marked out in His purpose.
他这个另外一种翻译的，他的本意是说他招你的，他翻译成就是说他在你身上做了印记，做了记号。
He marked you for His purpose.
他为了他的目的，他的旨意，他在你的身上打下了印记。
It is unchanging, and He will make it complete.
他是不会变的，而且他并要将这件事情完成。
So my father was born in 1902.
我父亲生在1902年。
The turn of the 19th century.
那就是从19世纪进入20世纪的时候。
And he lived to be 95.
他一生活了95岁。
So, all his 95 years, he lived by faith.
这95年，他一直是靠着信心生活的。
And he served the Lord in 60 years, 6 decades.
他服侍了神有60多年。
About 56 years in the Philippines.
那这里面有56年是在菲律宾。
Yeah. And I could testify to you that all these years raising us 6 children, he was not on salary.
那我可以告诉你，这56年这么多年，他然后还有6个孩子，他都没有领过薪水。
Yeah. Yeah.The Lord and my parents brought us 5 kids, 6 kids up through all these years by faith.
我的父母真的是凭着信心，靠着神把我们这六个孩子
养大。We were raised by faith.
我们真的是。
We grew up by faith.
我们的生命是在这个信心当中成长的。
So, and all the 6 of us finished our college, graduated with degrees by faith.
那我们这6个孩子上大学拿到学位都是凭着信心得到的。
So, yeah. And but this is through the loving concern of all the brothers and sisters in the church family.
那当然也 包括了就是我们这个教会大家庭当中兄弟姐妹对我们的关爱和帮助。
They all love us and treated us their own children.
因为每一个人带我们都像自己的孩子一样。
I grew up, you know, like on New Year's Day or Christmas Day, they have new clothes, new shoes. Everybody just send them all to us.
那我小的时候过新年也好过圣诞节也好大家都会给我们送礼物所以我也不缺新衣服穿。
How we will raise all these years.
所以我从小到大见证的就是这些凭信心得来的。
So there's just so much I could tell you or share with you about my father.
所以我可以跟你讲很多关于我父亲的故事。
Yeah. His journey through faith of over 60 years, it will take me,days or even weeks to share with you.
他这六十年来凭信心所走过的路，如果我要说的话，可能要说几天甚至几个星期才能说完。
Yeah, but the one thing that I'd like to share with you is how he was saved.
那我今天特别要跟你讲的是他是怎么得救的。
See, my father grew up in a Christian family.
他实际上是生长在一个基督徒的家庭里。
His parents were already believers.
那他生的时候，父母亲已经是基督徒了。
Early 19th, you know.
那大概就是1902年他出生的那个时
候。So he went through school to college in missionary schools.
那他从小到大上的都是教会学校，是那些宣教士办的机构。
Yeah. But he did not really meet the Lord until when he was like 32.
那虽然他是这样长大的这种背景，但是他并没有真正的认识神，直到他32岁的那一个时候。
So in my father's his own testimony, he said that from the day he was saved, he is a complete newborn changed man.
那我父亲在他的见证里讲到说，他信主的那一刻开始，他就是一个完全不同的人了，是一个新生的人。
New birth
是一个对他来说是一个新的生命。
So from that day on, his zeal and his love for the Lord was like fire.
那所以从那一刻开始，他对神的那个热情那个忠心，就好像就像一个熊熊的烈火在燃烧。
So what he did was he started having worship and family gatherings in his house, having his parents, his relatives and friends to come.Almost every night for him to share about the love of the Lord.
那他所以他那时候怎么做呢？他就是请他的父母，然后还有亲戚都到自己家来，几乎每天晚上都愿意跟他们分享他对神的爱。
So this started from day one until when my father passed away. We almost have like at least every Monday night with family gatherings and family prayers.
那所以从我爸爸得救那天直到他去世的那一天就是我们有很多至少是每个星期一都有这种家庭的聚会家庭的这种
And then later on, he started having preachers and other believers from other churches to come and share.
那后来他又邀请一些其他的牧师然后其他的就是别的教会的信徒到我们这里来跟我们分享。
So, but the one turning point of his life was when he had fellowship with Ni To Asen.
那他的这个一生中一个很大的转折点就是他那个时候开始认识了尼托生跟他有来往。
And also they had Ni To Asen was came to Quanzhou, our hometown, to have evangelical and revival meetings.
Ni To Asen 就是 Watchman Ni, 然后他那个时候他去了那个泉州就是我的家乡然后在那儿有一个分兴会。
Yeah. And then because of his fellowship with Ni To Asen,
那因为他跟这个尼托生之间的这种团契交往。
His mother church, my father's mother church,It's a traditional organized church.
那我父亲的这个母会是一个很传统的一个他成长的地方，是一个很传统、很保守的地方。
So people started to have questions and disagree with these things.
那大家就开始有所议论，就开始对他的这个跟尼托生的这个关系有这个意见。
So to the point that at the time my father was a teacher in the missionary school.
那个时候我父亲在一个教会学校里当老师。
And he also was a principal at the same time for a suburb high school.
那同时也是一个高中的校长。
Anyway, then the board of directors of the school.
The missionary school.
Board of director of the school.
就是这个这教会的这个董事会。
Yeah, the school.
学校的董事会。
就来 ask to my father that give him a choice. You want to continue with your teaching, then you have to stay with the mother church. If not, we're going to end your contract.
那他们就给了他一个选择，就是说好像要跟这个尼托生划清界限，不然的话我们就不能让你在这里继续任教，你要脱离这个母会。
So my father, after much prayer and struggle,
那我父亲也很挣扎，然后一直祷告。
Yeah. So, but one at that time, just three of us, my two brothers and myself, and my father and my mother, five of us in the family.
那那个时候我们还只有三个孩子，就是我有两个兄弟，然后还有那个我父亲和母亲，我们五个人。
So, while they're waiting for the Lord's guidance, my mother came to this verse in Luke 12.
那我们那个时候都在等候，就是神的旨意到底我们要怎么做？那这个时候我妈妈在这个路加福音中读到一节圣经，就是路加福音的。
十二章
第六节。
Are not five sparrows sold for two pence?
那说这个一只麻雀不是卖两文钱吗
？And not one of them is forgotten in the sight of God.
那然后就讲到说，他们当中没有任何一个但是在神面前一个也不忘记。
So my father has this assurance that the five of us.God will never forget us.
那个圣经讲的是五个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗？所以这个，所以我父亲就有一个确据，说我们是一家五口，神也会照顾的。
Yeah. And also he came to this passage in Psalm 27:14.
而且另外呢，他又读到这个在诗篇第二十七章
十四
节。
Yeah. Wait in the Lord and be of good courage.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。
Yeah. And he shall strengthen you, strengthen thy heart.
当壮胆，坚固你的心。
Yeah. Wait, and I say, wait the Lord.
我再说，要等候耶和华。
So my father decided to quit his job, in the school.
那就是因为这样，所以我父亲有这个坚定的信心，所以他就把这个教会学校的职位辞了，然后他就等候神。
Yeah. Yeah, for his guidance.
在等候神的带领。
So, then in 1939,
在1939年的时候
，At that time I was like six, seven years old.
那个时候我大概六七岁。
He got an invitation from the Philippine brothers and sisters.
那个时候他收到一个在菲律宾的一些兄弟姐妹的一封
yeah,
邀请信。
Responsible brothers and sisters invited him to preach and also to serve the Lord in the Manila, Philippines among the Chinese community.
那个时候他们就邀请他到这个菲律宾当中的菲律宾的华人当中来讲道，然后来服侍当这些华人的基督徒。
Remember in 1939, the war between Japan and China already started.
那当然，大家都知道，1939年的时候，那时候中国和日本已经开始在打仗了。
So my father left the Philippines, leaving my mother with us, then five kids in Transol.
那个时候，我父亲就只身到了菲律宾去，把我妈妈还有我们当时是五个孩子都留在了泉州。
He really took a big step in faith.
那个时候他真的是就靠着信心迈出了这么一大步。
Because at that time the war is about to break, you know.
那个时候局势是很紧张的。那个战事已经开始推到这个中国的南方了。
The Japanese Navy were already surveying the China Sea coast.
那已经就是说这个日本的这个军舰已经都开到这个南方，就是在福建那一带已经开始活动。
So when my father got settled in the Philippines with this threatening war,
那所以当我父亲决定要去菲律宾的时候，这个风声已经很紧，那个时候局势很不稳定。
So he was able to petition for us, to go as
war
refugee to Philippines.
所以他那时候有机会，就是向应该是向菲律宾政府申请，就是把我们全家都以难民的身份带到菲律宾去。
So the Japanese already blockading the China Sea coast.
那个时候日本已经封锁了中国的海岸线，进出是很困难的。
So the miracle, the journey of miracle for my mother with us five kids to reach the Philippines, being the last ship.
那这个很奇妙的就是说，我母亲带着我们这五个孩子，就是离开中国到菲律宾坐乘的是最后一班船。
So I remember we went through several attempts, what they call secret clandestine routes to go get to the ship.
所以我就记得我们就是很曲折的经过了很多这种秘密的这个通道和换乘的地点，终于到了那个船上。
On the ship in the middle of the sea.
我们真的是这个船还不是停在岸边，它是在海的，就是说离岸有一段距离，我们要一直换船才能到那儿去。
We were like the last of the passenger ship to reach.Philippine shore safely.
那我们是最后一艘，就到就是平安到达菲律宾的这种客船，后来就没有了。
So this is the Lord is awesome. I cannot describe how under the circumstances my mother with the five of us could get to the Philippines in all through this route.
神真的是很奇妙很伟大，我们都没办法想象在当时那种情形下一个女人带着五个孩子能够这样转折辗转的然后到达菲律宾去。
Then after we reached the Philippines, we got settled, went to school.
那当然我们到了菲律宾以后慢慢安顿下来，然后我们也开始上学了。
The next thing was Pearl Harbor, December 12, December 8 happened.
可是紧接着什么事情就是珍珠港事件就发生了。
Like、the next, the following year, yeah.
就是大概就是一年以后珍珠港事情就发生了。
So, Philippines was caught unprepared.
那这个菲律宾当时也是就是毫无准备就进入战争了。
So the whole, in about 2 months there was the Philippine government surrendered.
那所以这个珍珠港事件大概两个月以后，这个菲律宾政府就向日本投降了。
So now we are occupied by Japanese.
那现在我们就变成日本占领的地方了。
And the Filipinos being mostly caught unaware, there's not much reserve for food or their material needs.
因为战争是突然发生的，所以政府没有丝毫的准备，就是物资也很缺乏。
So there was always threat of Filipino breaking into Chinese family houses or stores to rob or to
So 那时候就是社会治安也很混乱，然后经常有菲律宾人就是会抢中国人开的商店，然后就是那个。
So at the time, there was no more regular Sunday worship.
所以就非常混乱，所以周日的这个主日崇拜也不稳定。
Brothers and sisters, they have their own Sunday worship and Sunday school in different families.
所以我们就不能再像就是从前那样整个教会聚集在一起，经常就是分几处，然后在家里有这个有一个崇拜。
So what my father did was move out of the city into a country house.
所以我们后来就是为了安全，就离开了这个大城市，搬到乡下去。
That house was next to a rice field.
那这个就在一片稻田的旁边。
So what he did was he started planting.
那所以他那个时候就开始务农了，开始种起水稻来。
All kinds of vegetables, greens, squash, gourd, all kinds of things that he could use the little space to.
就是任何一片地方都利用起来种蔬菜呀、瓜果呀这些，就是能够这个提供一家的生活需要。
And besides, right next to our house there was a swampy piece of land. Swamp.
我们房子旁边还有一片就是像沼泽似的湿地的那种地方。
So what he did was he dug a whole pond.
那所以他呢就把那些挖得更深，就让这个变成了一个池塘。
Yeah. And raised a mud fish.
然后就开始在里面养鱼。
So we had mud fish, we had all kinds of vegetables.
所以我们有菜有鱼。
Finally, he even got a mother pig.
然后他后来还找到一头母猪。Yeah.
And you know what this mother pig did?
你知道这母猪干嘛了吗
？Mother pig gave us eight little pigs.
生了八只小猪。
Yeah. So this is all the you know, I could see myself, you know, looking at those pics and picking the one I like, and that's mine.
我现在还能记得当时那个情景，看着那八只小猪，我还在里边挑哪个是我的，我最喜欢的。
But to make this story, this experience short, it is about the final days of the Japanese occupation.
但是这个就是到这个在日战期的，已经是快要结束的时候了。
When the American MacArthur, General MacArthur.
那在这个麦克阿瑟将军带着美国军队那个
back to the Philippines to liberate the Philippines.
又打回了菲律宾，然后把这个菲律宾从日本手里夺回来。
So at that time there was almost house to house resistance, you know, between the Japanese and the guerrillas.
然后所以那个时候在这个游击队和这个日本人还要这种在乡村巷战。
It happened mostly in the city where the Chinese are.
那经常就是在那些城市里，就是中国人聚集的地方。
So what happened was a lot of the Chinese, the brothers and sisters moved out of the city.
那就因为在这个城市里战事很紧张，所以很多弟兄姐妹就从这个大城市里跑出来。
So that time, my father had about 30 people staying with us.
那他们跑出来，他常常就住在我们这里，所以有的时候家里有30多个人住在那儿。
But before that.He had the foresight, and the Lord gave him the foresight that there's going to be shortage of water and electricity.
那个时候，神已经让我父亲知道说会有这样的情况发生，我们可能会有这个供应的紧张，然后电也可能不足。
So what he did was he dig a well right next to our house.
那可能水也会缺，所以他当时之前就已经预备了，在房子旁边挖了一口井。
This well about 6-7 feet under.Start flowing with clear water out of the plates of rocks.
那它这个很奇妙，就是它挖井的时候就挖了6-7尺深，就从那个岩层当中就渗出很清澈的水来。
I could still see.
我还记得当时
steadily flowing out of between crevices of rocks.
那个情景就是在岩缝当中就开始渗出水来。
And this well was able to feed 40 something.Supply 40 some people plus neighbors during the 1 month of this conflict.
所以当这个就是在这个最后要解放之前最激烈的打仗的这一个月当中，这个
this is just a miracle of all miracles.
这个井水就是提供了我们当时中大概40多人还有一些邻居的需要。
To feed like 30-40 people every day for 1 month.
那这一个月，我们全家能够提供这30-40人的这个衣食，就是饮食。
I can't remember how.
我都不能想象这是什么样的奇迹。我现在也想象不出来怎么能够有这么多东西让这么多人吃饱。
Corn meal.
我记得就是吃很多那种玉米面。
But none of us ever go hungry.
但是我们从来也没有饿过肚子。
So this is one part of his experience, our experience, you know, with the Lord's.Provision and His care.
所以你能看到，我们都经历了神的供给和神的这个帮助。
But the last, the very last thing I want to share with you.
那我最后想跟大家分享的是
，is my father's last few days in his life.
是我父亲人生的最后这个几天发生的事情。
It's actually I have to go back. In 1979 or 80, he got very sick with ruptured gallbladder.
那我那个我大概在79年80年附近的时候，他那个时候病得很严重，就是他的胆囊破了。
Yeah, after the gallbladder operation, he recovered.
那虽然就是手术之后他有恢复了。
But then he ended up having some prostate problem.
那后来又变成前列腺有问题。
Yeah, so he had to go back to the hospital for surgery.
所以又要回到医院去做手术。
During his second minor surgery.
那在这个第二次这个小手术。小手术的时候，结果有，然后就是他就支撑不住了。
Fully recover, restore him again.
他们不得不急救，但是很感谢神的是，他从中恢复过来，而且完全的恢复。
So going forward in about 1986 or 1987.
那大概在1986年、1987年的时候。
We had him come over to visit us.
我们请他来那个来看望我们。
So he stayed with us in the Ocean View condominium.
那他跟我们一起住在那个就是那个海旁边那个海景的那个公寓。
He loved to fish.
他特别喜欢钓鱼。
He could stay there all day, you know, till the sunset to fish.
他能在外面那个栈桥上一待一天，就在那儿钓鱼。
So my husband told him, say, why don't you, you know, retire and come and stay with us?
所以我先生就说，那你干脆就退休了，就一来我们这儿一直在这儿钓鱼不好吗？
You know what he said?
那他说什么？
There's no such thing as retiring in the Lord's service.
他说服侍神没有退休这一说的。
And besides, the Lord still has a lot for, I still have a lot to do for the Lord.
他说我还有很多要能为神做的事情呢。
So he returned to Manila with the same vigor, with the same loud voice preaching almost every Sunday.
所以他那个时候在我们这儿待了一阵以后，又回到马尼拉，仍然是精神饱满的这个讲神的道。
A weekly broadcast service to the Chinese community through the local radio station.
他每个星期有一个，就是通过电台，就是给这个马尼拉的这个华人有一个讲道。
Weekly home visiting.
然后也每星期去探望。
Monday night family.
还有就是我刚才讲到的每周一都在家里有一个家庭聚会。
I think Wednesday night is fellowship.
礼拜三晚上是这个交通的团契。
Friday night is Bible school.
礼拜五是查经。
Anyway, he was in it every day now.
就是他每一天都在为神忙碌，从来没有停止过。
But then when he was 95 towards the end of his last year.
那个当他95岁，就是快去世之前，他那时候是跟我们在一起的。
So the Lord took him, you know, peacefully in my house.
他去的时候，他是在我家里很平安。
Yeah. And so we realized that, oh, it's my husband who, in the short memorial service, in our family's memorial service.
那我们有一个很短的这个追思礼拜。
My husband was the one who first told us about what my father told him.
那个时候，我先生才告诉我们说，他讲说就是关于钓鱼的事情，关于不退休的事情。
When he was sick, with his surgery.
那他在这个之前做手术的时候。
He had prayed and asked the Lord if it's the Lord's will to spare him.
那他曾经求神跟神祷告说，神是不是神愿意让他再多活几年，因为他觉得他还可以再继续服侍神。
And the Lord gave him the story about King Ezekiel.
那这个神就给了他这个圣经，就是在讲西西家的这个西西家王的故事。
Pray and the Lord gave him 50 more years.
就是西西家王那个时候也是生病，向神祷告，神又给了他15年的生命。
The LordSure enough, gave my father almost 50 more years of his service.
啊，也是同样的，就是我父亲这样跟神祷告以后，神给了他这个应许，然后也给了他再有15年的这个生命来继续服侍他。
The same vigor, the same zeal, the same love for the Lord and for the his church family.
他的力气、他的热情、他的这个愿望一直都没有改变过，同样的来服侍神。
This is how my father's was able to complete God's purpose in his life.
所以他的一生真的是忠心的，就是一直服侍神，一直到最后的那一刻。
So today, we have to thank the Lord for all this.
所以我们今天真的是这个要感谢神
mercy.
他的这个伟，他的爱，他的这个恩典是超过我们所能够描述的。
Yes.And the one verse I want to share with you.
那我最后想跟大家分享的经节
Yeah, is that those the righteous who walk in His integrity, blessed us are His children after Him.
是在箴言20章第七节，行为纯正的义人，他的子孙是有福的。
Yeah, the righteous.Who walks in his integrity?
行为纯正的义人。
Blessed are his children after him.
他的子孙是有福的。
Yeah. And also in Luke chapter 1, verse 50.
而且也在路加福音第一章第50节。
And his mercy is unto generations and generations on them that fear the Lord.
他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。
So we were really blessed.
我们真的是很有福。
Yeah. And I don't want to boast, but the The Lord not bless us like sister said, you know, unmerited, but it's also unlimited.
我不是想要吹嘘，但是我想跟说，神给我们的恩典是我们不配的，但同时也是无穷无尽的。
So today, my father has six children.
那我父亲他们一共有六个孩子。
10 grandchildren.
有十个孙子辈。
Yeah. And 15 great grandchildren.
有十五个曾孙辈。
I could boast that the six of us are all college graduates, right?
那我可以在这里跟他讲，我们这个六个兄弟姐妹都是上过大学。
All the ten of them also.
然后这十个孙子辈也都是大学毕业。
Now, in one capacity or another,They all serving the Lord in their own way.
而且他们都是在某一个方面在服侍神。
对 ，Yeah. My nieces and nephews in the Philippines, they all involved with youth Sunday schools, all the teaching in Sunday schools, and the younger ones are all serving some way or another in.
那我的这个外甥和外甥女们都是在教会里教主日学也好，然后在教会里服侍也好，还有这个更小一辈的也在。
My one brother Jose, my older brother, you met him. He's still serving, though he's 87 now.
我的一个哥哥已经87岁了，他仍然也还在服侍神。
And my younger brother Gerson, who was here before.
那我的弟弟也来过这里。
He's still serving the Lord.
他也仍然在服侍神。
He just turned 70.
他刚刚满70岁。
Yeah, for the Lord, there's not such thing as the.Retirement.
所以真的服侍神是没有退休的一说的。
Yeah. And I hope and pray that it's the same for us, but my husband and I, that there's no such thing as stopping or what the Lord wanted us to do. Or,
那我的希望和我的盼望也是，就是我和我的先生也要这样，就是神没有要停止我们的那一天。
Yes. Thank you.
谢谢。
Pray for us.
请为我们祷告。
Happy Father's Day again.
祝大家父亲节。